So we had the opportunity over the weekend to continue our evaluation. Seneca came in here yesterday. There was a workout back in the spring, so it was more conversation than anything. And I feel he's a good fit for our room, and I'm glad he's here.
So how do you teach a guy the plays in a week? I mean, you just kind of give him the game plan and let him figure out just that little, not little, but.
Seneca Wallace has been in the league 11 years. He's been a backup quarterback, you know, primarily his whole career. He clearly understands the role. Has a lot of experience being in and out of systems. Just talking football with him last night, I feel confident that he'll be ready to play Sunday. So, and then that was part of our conversation.
Mike, how do you feel about how the backup quarterback situation has played out over the last several months? I mean, from the outside looking in, there aren't many times where it looks like you guys are a little discombobulated, but Graham, BJ, Vince, I mean, this doesn't happen very often around here.
Well, first off, as far as what happened the last 7 months or that's a normal process of developing any football team, and every position's included in that. I really go back to what I talked about throughout training camp. You know, the plan for training camp was to create opportunities for every player that came through here, and we dressed 70 plus players each for each preseason game, and every player played in those games, quarterbacks included. So. You go through that, you create opportunities, and you evaluate and you assess. And that's really the matter of what happened. So if it didn't work out the way people are used to, I mean, I make no apologies for that at all. We're about building a football team each and every year, building a team to go win a championship. You do an evaluation where you give everybody a true opportunity, and it's the responsibility of the individuals to take advantage of those opportunities. That did not happen in certain positions. And so with that, you know, this is our 53, and we feel great about it.
Did B.J. Coleman know when he was released, or when he was made the team Saturday, that there might be another move coming, or how did that play out?
That's really a question for B.J. I had a chance to meet with B.J. last night, and, I talked more to him on a personal level, and professionally, I always try to let the player that is released know what I think his strengths are and his weaknesses and things that he needs to work on. So I couldn't answer that question for you.
Do you see him potentially being back in the practice squad variety at some point?
I mean, the future is what it is, the future. So I like B.J. Coleman. He definitely has a future in front of him in this league. But to speculate, I'm not going to get into that.
What about the addition of Scott Tolzien?
Scott, I think he's an excellent fit for us. I really felt that his preseason tape, both this year and last year, was impressive. Particularly this year. So we're excited that he was available, and that's why you have a personnel department, and they're on top of things like that. And obviously, the coaching staff trusts the personnel department. We had a lot of conversation, particularly about the quarterback group, and we feel fortunate that Scott's here. Well, I think any time, players are with a former organization, there's always the immediate is, they're going to tell you everything about the 49ers. I mean, I think Scott and Seneca both are more focused on getting ready for the game. So, definitely can give you insight.
Mike, when they released Wallace last week, I think Jim Harbaugh said that he thought Seneca wasn't going to continue playing football. You get any of that sense from him, or
do you know
any backstory on that?
To be honest with you, I knew nothing about the story until Seneca explained it to me last night. So, and with that, and his explanation to me, he felt that it was miscommunication on his part, and that's what it is.
What have you thought of Ryan Taylor's growth, not just on special teams, but as a tight end? Does he have maybe more of a role on offense this year?
Ryan's done some really good things on offense in training camp. Had a nice catch here on the corner route in the Kansas City game. So he's definitely improving. And it's like anything. When you're a player that's asked to do a lot of things, you're kind of following that jack of all trades, and you don't want to do that. So that's something that actually Ryan and I talked about in the offseason. He was asking for more of an opportunity to be more involved in the things that we do. So I think he's definitely making steps towards that.
Mike, is Casey Hayward's hamstring as severe as it was the first time around?
Well, Casey Hayward and the rest of our team, we'll give you an injury report, I think, is on Wednesday, correct? You paying attention over there?
Yes.
Wednesday? Sorry.
Is the return situation up for grabs based on practice this week, or do you kind of have an idea of where you're going
to
go with that?
Well, we got some work to do in the return game. You know, obviously with some of the decisions that we made down the stretch here, so we have some decisions to make in the return game. But, you know, obviously feel good about Jeremy and, you know, also, you know, Micah. I've been very impressed with him. Jonathan Franklin's doing a good job. So.
What were your thoughts on practice today with the
2013
team?
I thought we hit the mark today. It was important for us to, you know, get the game plan exercised. We've been really waiting for this day just from a scheme standpoint for quite some time. You know, we've had opportunities throughout training camp to work on the 49er concepts and things like that. So now to actually put it into, you know, a game plan that you're not trying to hide from, you know, I don't want to say hide, but just try to rep and it's not noticed. So so it was good to get out there and go through those things, and I thought the players did a good job with it. Well, the guys, the way they were handled last week, you know, it was really, as far as practice, was like you would handle any other week. You know, it's, you trust the medical staff because, you know, for a player that was not going to play a lot in the Kansas City game, you really wanted them to practice, you know, more than ever during that last week. I mean, for instance, you know, Aaron Rodgers in the first offense to take all those opponent team reps, you know, it's – they have conditioning that they need to work on. It, you know, they need to stay sharp as far as their fundamentals and so forth. So we really approach it the same as we always would.
Mike, how do you feel about where the offense is at right now, you know, considering some of the lighter snaps that Aaron did get during the preseason?
I feel good about where we are offensively. I mean, it's, you know, we have a plan we've had some time to work. You know, there's some things that no different than any team in the league. You haven't done them because you're saving for the first couple of weeks. So, and there's a, you know, there's always a little bit of that unknown when that stuff's not battle tested, you know, in a game. So, but I feel good about where we are.
When you look at San Francisco, do they look much different than the team that you saw in January?
Well, watching San Francisco in the preseason, you know, in our opinion as a staff, they, you know, they haven't really showed much. You know, and I think they were similar in some ways of trying to, you know, play the younger guys and evaluate their roster too. So, you know, we've watched all the preseason tape, and obviously, like every team, you have the chance to spend the whole off season on their season. And but yeah, I mean, they've lost some players and they've added some players, and you know, we're focused on those individuals more so than ever.
Rick, does Seneca have more experience in your style of offense than like Vince Young did? I mean, is that going to be part of the carryover for them?
Well, I think Seneca clearly has a lot of experience in our offense. I mean, just the fact that he was in Seattle for, what, 7 years. You know, Cleveland does his experience in Cleveland. We did some similar things to the way we approach no huddle. So just speaking with him on that experience, you know, being in New Orleans, there's definitely a lot of, you know, comparisons and there and so forth. So, yeah, I mean, he has a lot of experience, period. I mean, it's, like I said, he's an 11-year vet.
More?
Mike, what did Don Barkley do to win the starting right tackle job in your mind?
Well, you know, as far as our tackles, you know, I like all three tackles. You know, Don started today at the right tackle. I wouldn't be surprised if Marshall plays in the game. So, but Don's very consistent. He's physical, and he's a young player, and he's a young ascending player. And, you know, we're going to need all those guys.
Mike, what do you think of a guy like Chris Banjo had about a month here to kind of make a statement?
I mean, yeah, you have to be impressed with what Chris Banjo's done since the day he arrived here. I mean, just for him to come in here and just be productive. I mean, he was productive in every opportunity he was given. I mean, it's – and then, you know, and then he goes on to Kansas City and, you know, plays through an injury. That, to me, that was icing on the cake. I mean, you know, I thought he was clearly one of the most productive players, young players, going into the Kansas City game. So I've been very impressed with what he's been able to accomplish.
Mike, did you think Ross kind of hit a lull at maybe mid-camp and then kind of finished on the upswing for you, or how did you kind of view
his Jeremy game? Ross, I mean, he had some up and down training camp. He knows that. We talked about it, and you know, but it's why you play that fourth preseason game. I think people don't really put enough into that, and both, you know, outside and both inside. It's a very important game. There's a number of positions that were decided that night. So, and Jeremy was definitely one of those.